Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Well, thank you so much for staying with us. As I have told you, just after 9 o'clock, Thabi Seng Dubazana is going to be here with us. If you are a man, you've been thinking of changing your surname to your spouse's name, well, it's a good time to take a listen. So that conversation will happen just after 9 o'clock. But let's go here. The municipality of Emfuleni were not able to pay workers for September. They've been out protesting, and the municipality has promised that they will be paying those salaries. In fact, I think they were promised today or tomorrow, any day now. Mpho Tladinyana is SAMU Gauteng secretary on the line with us this evening. Thank you very, very much for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Yeah, no, thanks for having us.
Mr. Tladinyana, just let me have a background story to this. We know that Eskom and the municipality are sort of putting together an agreement, and this is partly the reason why they were not able to pay their workers. Some bank accounts were attached. Then there was a court hearing of some sorts. There were delays there. Were you kept abreast of things developing? Because from anyone who can see the writing on the wall, it probably was evident that they were not going to be paying those salaries. Were you kept abreast by the municipality?
No. We just want to put on record that we were not properly informed of the development. But some of the officials at the later stage, they indicated that the challenge between Eskom and Emfuleni might have started around 6 September or so.
Mm.
So we only learned a few days before workers were supposed to be paid. And at that particular time, there was a court hearing that particular Friday when workers were supposed to be paid the following week, for example. So that's when we then learned that indeed the account was attached, and there is a possibility that workers might not be paid.
So you got wind of this a week before the salaries were meant to be paid?
Yeah, just few days before salaries were supposed to be paid.
And as I said, you know, there are delays between themselves and Eskom. Have they kept you at least up to date with that development?
No. You remember, Pimelo, this thing started sometime in December last year.
When
the account was attached.
Yes.
We had engagement at that particular time with the provincial government and various MECs, including the Premier's office. So we saw that matters were resolved at that particular time because there were agreements which were facilitated by the provincial government between Eskom and Emfuleni. So we thought that things were okay. We never anticipated that such a thing can happen again. So we were taken aback when this thing happened now, only to find that the agreements which were signed between Emfuleni and Eskom were not implemented. So it is an unfortunate situation to see workers going unpaid since the 25th of September up until now. But we believe that also with the intervention of the provincial government, we'll then be able to ensure that workers get their paid their salaries. But we can confirm now, people, that some few workers have indicated to us that they have been paid, and we hope that everybody else will then be paid the following day. So. At least now workers are starting to get their salaries now.
This is starting from tonight?
Yes.
All right. So does it mean the protest will not continue tomorrow?
No. We have engaged with workers. We have informed them of the development. Some of them have been even, they are the ones who are now calling us to say, hey, now we have been paid, but we're hoping that everybody else will be paid tomorrow. So our expectation is that once workers are paid, we expect everybody to be at his workplace so that they can then continue to render services.
But Mr. Tladinyana, just give me a sense of what the impact was like on the workers. I mean, did they give you their own stories?
Yeah. The first thing, remember that a lot of citizens in this particular country are in financial distress.
Mm.
Now imagine if you are facing such a situation and all of a sudden you are not paid your salary. Remember that you have to pay your house, you have to pay your car. David orders are going on the 25th of September. So all those particular things were not paid. Worst part, the school just reopened now.
Mm.
Parents had to pay for school fees. They had to pay for transport for their kids and all those things, groceries, all those particular issues. So if you are not paid, one will not be even be in a position to go to work. So it's a very untenable situation, really.
I really appreciate you giving us your time this evening. Samuel Gauteng, Secretary Mpho Tladinyana, and listening into that conversation is the Emfuleni Municipality Communications Manager, Makosonke Sangweni, who is on the line and was listening to Mr. Tladinyana. Thank you so much for your time. How are things going this evening? I know that yesterday you were anticipating to start paying workers today. Have you managed to make some payments? Good evening and welcome.
Good evening to you, Sister Pam. I hope you are well. Greetings to your listeners at home.
Good evening, and thank you so much for your time.
Pam. All right. No, thank you. I must say to you, Sister, cars have been paid. Everyone has been paid. Of course, what is remaining is it depends which bank account you are using. For example, that's why the confirmation by the Minister of Culture is that by Thursday, all workers, everyone will be paid. So, if money is loaded today and you are using a different bank than the one Mfuleni is using, which is FNB, obviously you may get it midnight, but in the morning everyone will be paid. I am paid, I've received my money because of I'm using FNB for that matter. So everyone has been paid, and I want to appreciate the stakeholders that worked with us to achieve what we have achieved today.
So where did that money come from? Is it because you were able to sort out your agreement with Eskom, or did the province, or better yet, the Ministry of COCTA step in?
No. Actually, the Minister of COCTA, the Minister of Electricity, the Minister of Finance, and the Honorable Premier of Gauteng, Banyaza Lesufi, they must be thanked for their efforts of making sure that they participate in the successful negotiations that have led us to a successful agreement between Mfuleni and Eskom. So we are in position now of an agency agreement between ourselves, which we hope that it will be long-lasting, and we hope that it will be effective, and then we will never face such an untenable situation that we face for the past few days. Our account, of course, has been detached or uplisted. So therefore, that's where the payment comes from.
Okay.
Remember, we did have money in our account, and it was just attached. Yeah.
Mm. So what happened to the agreement that you guys were negotiating in December?
No, in December, we've never had an agreement. The agreement that we have is the same agreement that we've reached today. Remember, the what resulted to them attaching our account is a failure for us to agree on certain clause around this agency agreement.
Yeah.
So we finally agreed through the intervention of COCTA and all other ministries.
Yes, no, I understand. I said that what happened to the negotiations, because there were negotiations from December. Were you unable to come to an agreement since December?
No, what has happened is that they put a proposal in a form of agency agreement before the municipality.
Mm-hmm.
And the leadership of the municipality accepted it, but it had reservation on particular clauses, which are now not forming part of this latest agreement. So which means we have been correct. Because remember, as much as we are negotiating, you need to negotiate in good faith, but you should not put yourself in a compromised position where you agree today down the line, you are unable now to fulfill the objective and of this agreement. So that's what has been our issues. But after the intervention of the Minister of COCTA, the Premier of Gauteng, and all the management of Eskom, we finally agreed, and they agreed with the proposal that was put before the table, that these clauses should not form part of this agreement because they will not be helping the process. So it was just finalization of the agreement that was before us. So, that was what it was all about.
You've been at pains to explain that according to media reports, everybody's been reporting that you're owing Eskom 8 billion. You're saying, no, that's not the number. Are you able to reveal to us how much you're owing Eskom?
Of course, it has not been comprehensively aggregated. Once it's aggregated between 1 hour finance departments of both entities, then we'll be able to come up with a number. But our argument is that is not. The reason it's not is because Eskom has already taken over plus minus 400 of our large power users who are directly paying to Eskom. Mm. So therefore, it cannot be that it will be 8 billion or even more. So it should be less. Than what it has been purported to be, on the basis that there are already initiatives of them getting our payments out of our large power users.
Going forward, I mean, you've explained how residents don't have money, residents are not paying, people are unemployed, and that is why you're struggling yourselves to collect rates and taxes and money for services. What's the strategy in keeping this municipality afloat?
Look, we are a democratic country, a democratic municipality or under the local government. So obviously, we will not be punitive to our residents, but we will continue to appeal and persuade to know that it is the right thing to do for them to pay for services. Remember, this government is the government of the people by the people. So therefore, it's not your government when you are voting for it only. It's your government also when you are participating in its lifespan. So the role that you need to play, which is the civic role that you must play, is to make sure that you pay for services, you do away with illegal connections. Once that happens, then you've got every right to demand for optimal services. So we encourage all residents of Mfuleni and across the country to pay for services that they receive from government.
But you've been struggling to give services.
Well, what?
You've been struggling as a municipality to render services.
No, we have not. We have been struggling because we have not been having money. And we have not been having money because those who afford to pay, they didn't pay. They've been taken. They've taken an advantage of the non-payment culture, which is wrong. So, yes, we've been struggling because of if we've got 100 rand paid for by 10 families and we're expected to save these 50 families, with the 100 rand. Of course, we will not give 100% services. But if 50 families were paying, and then which means we'll get an amount equivalent to the 50 families, and therefore the services would not be a problem. So the problem of services, yes, of course, there is some other issues of neglect, maladministration, and so forth and so forth. But at the heart of it is that citizens who are affording to pay, they don't want to pay, including those that who can afford to pay. They must come forward and register as indigents so that they can get their free basic services, which is not really free because it's still paid for by taxpayers' money from national government and provincial government. So if all of us will play our role, then we've got the right to point the fingers. But if out of 900,000 households, only 100,000 are paying, and then you still point your fingers at a municipality around issues of service delivery, I don't think that is fair.
So it's not fair, but you've got to take responsibility for maladministration of your own municipality. What's the plan there? In fact, until very recently, there was an issue of a manager who was paid over 100,000 of rands from leave payment, which was actually unlawful.
No, the municipality has a response in relation to that matter. So can we separate these matters for now? Because for now we're dealing with Eskom. We'll attend to that and we've got a comprehensive report which gives clarity to the matter and the matter is put to rest.
Mr. Sangweni, it cannot be put to risk. I beg your pardon. So, Mr. Sangweni, as a representative of the municipality, you do owe residents an explanation. They may not have seen your document. I think it is within their rights to hear your response on that. You can repeat it.
No. I'm saying to you, the reason I'm saying that is because the response that was provided to legislature is there, but it was not for public consumption. So now there are media inquiries around this matter. So therefore, we are now preparing a statement to respond to that matter specifically. So I don't have a comprehensive statement as now because of we've been busy focusing on the matter of Eskom. But we'll respond. We're accountable government. So definitely we do owe our people any other explanation around issues that affect them in their municipality.
No, thank you. Looking forward to that response. I really appreciate your time. Mfuleni Municipal Communications Manager Makosonke Sangweni.
you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.